Start it again.
Send the pain below.
I liked having hurt. No, that wasn't the part. The part I like the most is when he's like, much like suffocating.
That's the best part.
Yeah, I think so. Chevelle is a Chicago band.
Are they?
Yeah.
They used to come to a nightclub from where I'm from, and it was called The Swamp.
Ooh.
And Chevelle was coming to The Swamp.
Dude, you got to be there, man. I personally would be there. Chevelle's one of those metal, like, that style of rock band that I'd probably still fuck around with.
Back in the day at that time, I did not. No, I was like, this shit's stupid.
Oh, yeah. I think it was Chevelle was one of the big reasons I got fired from my first job as a, not my first job, but as a job, as a paper route. I had a paper route, and I was listening to Chevelle songs too loud at 3 a.m. And then old grumpy fucks were complaining about Chevelle. And then like, no, he drives a 96 Lumina, actually. Little did they know they were talking about sending the pain below.
Paper route. I worked for the city.
Paper, you say route?
Paper route.
Paper route.
Okay. And you say route.
Route.
Paper, I guess it would be route.
One time I got stuck.
I don't think I say route.
I
don't know why I just said route.
I was thinking maybe it was a southern thing. I'm not certain.
Are we recording?
Yeah, well, nice, yeah, we're nice. In.
We got a great show today. We had someone send us in a song.
Ooh, is this a we're going to save it for later?
We're going to play it at the end. So if you don't like, you know, if it's not your thing, you can just, that's the episode. But we're going to have a little outro music by a song from Thomas Kincaid, who is actually from Florida.
The painter?
No. Not the painter, the songwriter.
He's an artist.
Mm-hmm. Do we have any emails?
Oh, that's...
Do you need a note card?
Oh, yeah. Can you...
Yep.
Reach into... We're going to get going, right?
Yep.
We're going to get going.
Yep. Good to be here with you. Drop it? Do you need another one?
Fuck.
We got an outro song. We got notes.
Nope. No.
We're sending the pain below.
I guess you can put that on there right now.
No emails.
The lava lamp, once again, is not warmed up as
God
I...
Damn it.
I haven't been home. That is ridiculous what you're doing right now.
My pen has a light on it.
At the very end of it.
Well, I was choosing what pen to put in my pocket today, much as I do every day. I saw this one and I was like, ooh, this is pretty sharp. I hit it and it lit up. And I was like, that's my pen.
It reminds me of E.T. is what it's doing.
It reminds me of a field sobriety test.
Oh, yep.
Where they do that.
It reminds me of perhaps a soldier that is that's underneath his blankets writing a letter home. Oh. And instead of having a light in his mouth like they normally depict in the movies, and like while writing... it's just a 2-for-1 deal.
My dearest Tabitha.
Tabitha.
It's been a fourth year since we first touched breasts.
You can say what you want. Tabitha's kind of a hot name, isn't it?
I guess so.
Does it remind you a little bit of kitty cats, though?
A little Tabby?
Tabby?
I don't know.
Tabitha? That's something we were talking about at work today. Are there slut names?
I think Lexi.
Oh, no, you don't have to say them.
Oh, sorry.
Lexi was my first dog's name. And, dude, she was a slut.
She was the town dog.
Dude, she was an English Springer Spaniel, which I've always said funny because I try and... If you, like, really take the time to enunciate everything, you just sound fucking stupid saying that word or that group of words. But English Springer Spaniel. Beautiful dog.
Beautiful dog.
Lexi.
Beautiful dog.
Slut.
Slut.
Loved that slut.
So we did. We don't have any emails.
No emails. Yeah. No emails. Put that down.
That will be week three.
Is it like every third click the light comes on?
That's what I think.
Okay. It's not supposed to be every time.
That'd you ever used to go to the circus?
Mm-hmm.
They give you a lot of like light up things.
Yeah.
That's sort of what this reminds me of as well. You ever left the circus drunk and had to get a field sobriety test?
That kind of reminds me.
That's sort of what the vibe I'm getting.
I could see just the cop trying to administer.
Have you been drinking, sir? I've had a couple peanuts. I've had a couple peanuts.
And whatever that midget offered me.
I've had a couple peanuts. Penis?
Is he saying penis?
Is he saying penis? Penis. I've had a couple penis.
Hey, Jared, I got a question for you. Did you happen to look over your right shoulder and notice that the pile of trash?
Oh, yeah, you got a fan. You got a bucket with a hole in it. Who are you getting a phone call now?
Oh, yeah, can I pause the... What's up with these motherfucking phone calls?
We've gotten two phone calls. I think we should start... linking them up, and we have to answer it.
That was my prescriptions ready. Yeah. I just visited the doctor today.
So not the craziest.
Yeah, so what were we saying about it? He was saying, you were there because you helped me keep notes this time because the doctor's becoming all too much for me.
Yeah, they were like, you can't be in here. Is this family? And I was like, well, not really.
Yeah. Yeah, you were pretty hard, too, because that gold chain you're wearing, you were like, you mind your business.
Have you ever listened to a Weird Time Recorded? Doctor, if that is your real name. They're like, who's that guy? You're like, his name's Jeff, and he will be bleeping out all of our curse words.
But he was like, you're fat, but you're not gaining weight.
Yeah, I do think he said, bad news is you're fat.
Yeah.
Good news is you're not fatter.
Yeah, than you were previously.
Correct.
Yeah, I love that game too, good news, bad news. We have to play it all the time. And what order do you prefer it? When somebody plays good news, bad news with you?
I feel like the good news is never... like, shit, it's not good.
Yeah.
It's also not your
pessimism, bro, because
I am pessimistic.
I mean...
How do you get rid of that?
But you're more focused on the bad news than you are the good news, so... Well,
I feel like the good news isn't even good, it's just not bad.
Yeah.
But wouldn't that make that good news? Or would it just be regular news?
It's just news. Just kind of news. Just
fucking news. But I go bad news first, usually.
Get it out of the way.
Yourself.
And then you can't even... You don't even hear the good news because your ears are steaming. Like a fucking cartoon. Like,
just tell me the bullshit so I can ignore everything else you fucking say. You fuck.
Oh, man. Life's getting on top of me. I'm trying my best.
Is there anything you need to say into the podcast to make it come true? Because remember when we did that and it was working for a while?
Oh,
back
yeah.
Back in the old days at the first studio?
Well, no, I mean, I could ask for help better, you know?
Yeah, what do you need help with?
Just everyday tasks. Like,
you need me to get rid of that toilet?
I'm not saying a slave, but I don't have much money to pay somebody the amount of money that's necessary to have a nice life.
Oh, I
do the things that I need them to do.
Bro, I sort of got caught stealing raspberries earlier.
Today? Oh, man. Tell me.
Self-checkout, you know.
I just had one of these situations. Don't you recall?
Yeah, you stole the whole thing.
I brought it back, paid for it.
Well, my second raspberry wouldn't scan. Then I tried the first one again. It would not scan. there was a line backing up, and I was just like, fuck it, and I threw it in the bag. And then the fucking thing goes, beeloot, need assistance. And I was like, oh, this bitch got me.
And then there's a video of your hands, like, throwing raspberries.
There is a video.
And then you're just like, I could explain. Like, I try. Look,
I was like, the raspberries wouldn't scan. And he's like, which one? And I was like, that one. And he grabbed it and he scanned it right away perfectly.
Yeah, why wouldn't you be able to?
And I was just like, do I have to go to some sort of administrative office now?
No, just rewatch the video of me putting it over the scanner thing 4 or 5 times and then getting frustrated.
But I'm telling you right now, it probably would be pretty easy to be poor nowadays, I think, because of all the small thefts you can really do.
I think if I were like a professional checkouter person, clerk, I think if I went to scan it twice and it didn't happen, it's going on the conveyor belt down
time
down
this.
To those brown bags.
Down to the brown bags.
You know
bags.
What? You got lucky today because this rotisserie chicken, it didn't scan.
That's on us today, hon. That's on us today. Because I can't fucking sit here and fucking swing a rotisserie chicken over some fucking beams. How long are we doing this for? This is insane.
You're going to be all upset about how much cancer is inside this rotis chick?
Sometimes, so the checkout lady, I scanned my alcohol a little earlier than usual, so she came over and checked it, and then she looked at everything in my cart, and she goes, you're good, hon. You have a great day. And the way she said it was like, you don't have to pay for any more of this shit.
Get out of here.
You don't have to pay for any more of this shit. But what she actually said was, have a great day. So they made me pay for the rest of it.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
But I feel like I was reading in between the lines because I have a really good rapport with the self-checkout people. I feel like they're kind of telling me, like, go ahead. Hey, go ahead. They're giving me like a, go ahead.
There you go.
I'm standing next to you. Everything's above board. Go ahead and...
Everything's above board?
Yeah. Is that a saying?
I've never...
Does that mean everything's cool? Like, everything's, like, okay?
I like it. My next-door neighbor is no longer my next-door neighbor because of theft like that. Mm. And
I haven't been stealing. I just feel like I want to because I don't have any money. And the little money I do have, it goes away. It goes away.
If you get caught, you get some free time. You get some time to yourself.
Yeah. I saw a thing where a guy tried, and I used to joke around about this, where, you know, I'm going to try to rob a bank, and then what's the worst that could happen? I either get away with it or I get to go on a vacation.
Yeah.
But a guy did that. I don't know if it was a joke article or not, but he tried to rob a bank, got caught, and he was just like, okay, fuck it, I'm going to jail. I can get away from my wife. He was trying to get away from his wife. And
house arrest.
They put him on house arrest.
Yeah, dude.
Did you see that?
I have seen that.
That shit was funny.
I love it. I loved it so much.
And when you're that guy, you're like, why can't anything work out for me? Nothing.
Oh, man.
Maybe I should kill my...
You know what? Every now and then I like it when the judicial system really comes through.
It's rare.
The doctor today, I could talk about the doctor for a while. Cool guy.
Okay, yeah, you've plateaued on your fatness.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm so hopefully, yes. I had to inform him that I don't like how my blood pressure medicine was making me feel, so I had just completely stopped taking it months ago, mm-hmm. and he was like, okay, well, that's not good. And then we had to have a talk. Like, he's really cool dude. And then when you say some fuck shit like that, he gets real pretty not cool. Mm-hmm. Well, so we had our serious moments. We laughed. We cried. It was a good time at the doctor.
He made you do some jumping jacks.
This guy did not. The last doctor made me get down to my underwear and then bend over and lean and stretch, and he wanted to see my body move. And that's the last time that I saw him. I knew that my mostly naked body, I knew that was going to be the last time he ever saw my mostly naked body.
Like, he gets home at like late at night, and he's just sitting at the dining room table, and there's all the lights off except for a lamp, and he just grabs like a bottle of brandy, and his hand shaking, and he just pours it in a glass. She's like, "Honey, are you okay?" He's like, "No, I'm not okay."
He's never coming back. I think you were going a different direction. I was making it so like he was sexually attracted to me.
Oh, right, right.
You know?
I'm gay.
I don't know. The doctor.
Do you feel better after the doctor visit?
No, I mean,
sometimes you can get reassurance from a doctor.
Doctor's visits don't stress me out because of they're going to tell me I'm fat and tell me I need to be on this medication. Anything else? Oh, your dad died of this. Oh, your mom has this. Oh, your grandpa had Alzheimer's. Like, you know, it's all this shit. Like, it's probably whatever happened in your family is probably what's going to be for you too, is how that basically goes. You might dodge it a little bit, but like,
you might not.
So basically you go there and you have to talk about your dad, and then you have to just be like, he has to be like, "Ah, you're probably getting cancer, dude. Just so you know, if you have cancer in your family, you're probably going to die of cancer."
I don't think so. I mean, I watched a 20-minute video on Twitter, X, about how it's not actually, from genetics. It's mainly
environmental
and like food and stuff. Again, I meant that as sort of a joke that I watched it, but I sort of believe that too.
I'm not a doctor, dude.
I think I quit going to the doctor. I had that GERD medicine that I was taking.
Yep.
I kept trying to refill it, and then you run out of refills, they want to see you again. So I ran out, and I tried to request a refill. They're like, "No, you have to come in." And I was like, "I'm just going to stop taking it."
Yeah.
And I'm fine.
And you're doing good?
But yours is more important, blood pressure.
Well, so I like to inform the doctors pretty much right away that I'm on a similar intellectual playing field as they are, you know what I mean? Really,
basically, I could do your job. Yeah, I just chose not to.
Yeah, I was more into lawyering, actually, just so you know. But I like to let him know that I know a bunch of like scientific experiments that took place, and he had a sound machine in there that was like white noise that did the whole like.
Why?
Well. I think it's calming.
It's nice.
It was nice, but my wife and I, we use that to go to sleep. We use a white noise machine to go to sleep. And when he walked in, I had thought about it too. I was sitting there for like 3 minutes and I was like, "What am I going to say to this motherfucker when he walks in?" And as soon as he walks in, I was like, "Oh man, my wife and I use the same sound machine, and I was really Pavlov's dogging myself, and I was getting a little sleepy." and then from there on, I'm sure he was basically just like, "Oh, this guy knows science fair. This guy knows science experiments."
Pavlov.
Ah.
He hit me with the old Pavlov. So you knew like some inside lingo.
Yeah.
You knew some psychological experiments.
That's not MD shit. That's more just scientific shit, you know,
the overall blanket of science.
Yeah. And then something else happened, and I was like, "Oh man, this is kind of reminding me of Schrodinger's cat." I just keep relating shit to science experiments.
Just the most famous science. Like, this is, the Stanford prison experiments.
Actually, but you probably could have done a Schrodinger's cat with me, though, and be like, "Well, if I continued to not take my blood pressure medicine and I walk out of this office and you never see me again, did I die?
Am I dead?
Am I dead? Or am I alive? I bet you there's some dipshits out there that don't know about Schrodinger's cat.
Schroeder's cat.
Schroeder, is that what it is?
Schroeder. No, it's
Schroeder. Is it
Schroeder? Schroeder, but I just think it's from Schroeder's cat, man. Fucking Schroeder's cat, dude.
What's another really famous?
He gets his cat high, dude.
What's another famous scientific experiment that
like in I might, that, I in might that
be
vein?
Able that I might be able to
for
reference?
Next time?
Yeah.
For next time? Yeah. Shit. I think we hit it.
I think
I don't really
those
know
are
anymore.
Basically the two. Yeah.
You could start making them up.
Oh, the old makesies upsies.
Yeah, you're like, oh, this is like
Mary's lamb.
This is like the Glenn Rat study. I'm like, what?
You know the study.
Oh, you don't know about that, huh?
You know the study that was done on RuPaul? It's kind of like that. RuPaul and Buck Angel got together.
Buck Angel.
Oh, fuck.
Schroeder's cat, dude.
No, so they don't stress me out as much as it's. I don't have the white coat syndrome. Like I'm. Oh, like he. I'm. It's just the time, that it takes me to get there, and it's just like I could be doing something else than having a dude who's also kind of heavy tell me that I'm fat.
Yeah, it's like, bro, what about you?
Well, no.
You ever? Because I used to think when I used to go to the doctor when I was younger, overthought everything, but I would always like weirdly be like, well, am I even sick? Am I wasting their time? Like, so I would actually start to feel a little bit better when I was like sitting in the doctor's office. Kind of like when you want to go get a haircut and like, but your hair looks good that day. Shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, but when I had that hemorrhoid so bad that I couldn't walk, I was like, I was walking with a very limpy confidence right into that doctor's office. Like, wait till you get a load of this. Cause I saw it. I went and looked self-investigated.
There's not going to be.
I was like, whoa, this is bananas.
So,
cause when your insides are on your outsides, that's crazy. It looked like my asshole went to Vietnam. It was crazy.
Fuck.
And I know I've talked about this a million times, but it was so terrible that I will always talk about it because that's how terrible it was, and I need something to walk away from with that experience. But I remember when I showed him, because he just goes, all right, okay. Because, you know, doctors try to be a little positive. They're like, okay, hop up on there. Let's see what we're dealing with.
Whoa!
And when I fucking gave it to him, he was just like...
he's like, it's you're like, faking it. He didn't have to say, like, you're faking it.
Any movie where a face melts, that's what was happening.
How did he...
It was almost like I didn't go to school for this shit. Like, it was... It almost, like, took... I could tell it took everything that he had learned forever to become a doctor at that moment to just keep his composure and be like, okay, we have a situation. We have a bad...
Oh, yeah.
But, so I'm surprised he didn't say, you have to go to the emergency room. We're going to life flight you out here to somewhere else. I need you to get on a helicopter and leave.
What is there no cure for hemorrhoids?
Mm-mm.
Why can't they just chop them off and dig?
Oh, so you can do surgery, dude?
Yeah.
I went down while I was soaking in a Epsom salt bath, one of many that I used to live in. I went down a bunch of forums of hemorrhoid surgeries. Dude, maybe next episode I'll bring some up and we can read them.
The TV's occupied.
It's terrifying. It's like
you're under, dude. It doesn't matter.
No, it's not under. It's what happens when you try to deal with your life in your asshole after you've just been sliced open. Like, it's so hard to keep the area clean. It's so hard to like take a shit still. Like, dude.
Oh yeah, because there's
some
literally
shit where,
there's
like
it's poop.
People, the fucking stitch ruptured, and they were in the bathtub, and it just filled with shit and blood. And like some of the stuff I read, it was insane, and a lot of it was pretty hilarious. But anyway, it didn't sound like a good idea. Mine actually fixed itself; it just exploded. But
wouldn't it be worth it?
I got
for
another
like...
little one, but it should be fine. just when you're talking about doctor's offices, that I'll never forget that time.
So are you ever worried that it's not just hemorrhoids and it's like ass cancer?
Yeah.
And
all the time. Super worried about it.
Why don't you have it?
I did. I went to the doctor. I've been to him twice. You should have seen the second time I walked in. He's like, oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. He started speaking not Spanish.
Oh, dude, this pitcher's last name is Cannon. Dude, could you imagine your last name is Cannon?
I feel like a lot of that happens.
You're either going to be a crackhead or a professional baseball player. There's
or a comedian pitcher. Or a comedian who has a billion children.
Who's that?
Nick Cannon.
He's a comedian? I think he was. I think you're using.
Was he not a comedian?
I don't know. I think you're using the term loosely. Actor. We'll say actor.
Yeah, I guess he was more of like a Nickelodeon person.
I'll say Mariah Carey's little bitch.
But that also, the word cannon, it's like now you have a shitload of kids.
Yeah.
He's got
a cannon.
Sometimes there's something with the name. In sports, I feel like that happens a lot. Right?
I don't know.
People have names such as a pitcher with the name Cannon. That happens all the time, doesn't it?
Ish. I'm going to say
ish. I'm going to say ish.
I'm going to say there's cases of it.
There's cases. I guess it doesn't happen all the time.
Yeah. I can't think of another one off it because we're never going to think of another one right now, you know? Oh, I got one. Usain Bolt.
Yes.
Yeah, the fucking runner motherfucker.
Prime example.
Yeah, he's fast as shit, and his last name's Bolt.
There's more.
Oh, wait. There's more. What's he building in there?
Yep, I don't know.
But okay, it's time for my nightly observations out the back door. The neighbors are...
It looks like someone's always about to move.
But nobody's moving. Oh, yeah.
It's like, who's moving? And they're like, oh. And then you come here next week, it's the same. And you're like, oh, weird. All that stuff's still out there.
I've added more stuff, though. Oh, I started talking about it. The fans on top of the buckets now. You see that?
Yeah.
It's because I'm a piece of shit. It's because I'm living the same hillbilly life that...
Here's the thing, Matt. You're not a piece of shit. You have to...
I just have a lot going on.
Would you say that to me?
Never.
Would you treat me the way that you treat yourself?
I would never look at something in your backyard and be like, he's a piece of shit.
Right, even if it was warranted. So maybe you should think of that to yourself. You know?
Yeah, that's really nice of you to put it like that, honestly.
We should all do that.
Let's see. Send the pain below.
I've started farting.
Did we talk about this last week? You farted in front of me like five times.
Yeah, so I started farting.
And I'm going to let you know, you can push them out, dude.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is I don't really want to shit myself, but...
No, I mean, like, they have some volume to them.
Yeah, so my family's pretty... I think most families are like this, where they're like, oh, you're a this, and you just fart. When there's a lot of, like, maybe like uncles in your family.
Isn't there like shitters and pukers with families? If it's you either have a shit family or a puke family. It's like, if you're not feeling well, like, well, you just better go puke it out. Mm. Or
yeah, my family's farters.
Yeah, you better take a shit.
So it was always like Thanksgiving, everyone's just like, burr, burr. Sort of like that, what was that? The clumps?
Yeah, with Eddie Murphy?
Yeah.
Yeah, something
sort of like that.
Or Nutty Professor?
Yeah. The spinoff was The Clumps.
Was it?
Remember the movie The Clumps?
I've never watched The Clumps.
I think we got enough from The Nutty Professor. We didn't need The Clumps.
Oh, man, Cannon is getting rocked.
So I'm feeling a lot better, and people are saying, they're like, man, you look like you're losing weight.
My wife just told you.
Yeah. And I say that it's because I'm working out a little, but I think it's because of the farts.
Do you think that because you're farting now?
Mm-hmm.
Man, you've got some skewed. How's your mom doing with her back?
It's fixed, and I have not stepped on any cracks since.
Have you apologized?
I have not.
Does she know it's you?
I was going to wait till we were in person, and while we were hugging, I was going to whisper in her ear, it was me.
I'm so sorry.
It was me, and I'm sorry.
Dude, I was actually thinking about things you could, like, tell your friends, and then just kind of, like, see what comes out of it. You know, just like a prying statements. Ooh. To where you say a few sentences and then you sit back and listen. Mm-hmm. Like, I just thought about going over to somebody, one of my friends. You can't really do it to a stranger. It's a friend.
Yeah, yeah.
You go to your friend and be like, hey, dude, I know, but I just want you to know I'm not going to tell anybody.
Dude, if you did that, first of all, if you do that to a stranger, psychological warfare.
Oh, yeah.
That you're playing with. If you do that to a friend, still kind of psychological warfare. But that's pretty wild. I really like that idea. Also, because that would work. That would fuck me up. Dude, that would fuck months of my life up if someone did that to me.
I don't think that there is a day that goes by that there's not something that I don't want one, at least a couple of people to know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a new for
hey,
a
hey, I know,
but I'm
and
not,
I want you to know I'm not going to tell anybody. Like, what?
So
also, what does he even think it? I don't think it's anything. I didn't do anything.
Fuck $25 that. Gas gift card for a video for the first good video.
We got a giveaway.
Damn it!
Not the right thing.
Oh, dude, do the.
What are we doing for giveaway? What do you think here? Giveaway? No.
No.
Oh.
$25, motherfuckers! That is a $25 gas card to your favorite gas station. If you go up to somebody that you know and love and you get a nice reaction out of them, maybe a hidden camera where you're like, hey, I know, but I want you to know, I'm not going to tell anybody. I'm not going to tell. I don't know. It seems like I'm just trying to give away $25.
$25 gas card giveaway. Go up to someone you know and just psychologically warfare their mind. Ask a question and sit back and see if you can get answers. A good example is, I know what you did and I'm not gonna tell anybody. You could use that. You could do your own thing. Really fuck people up and make them overthink.
Maybe a good
gas
one.
Gas card giveaway.
Maybe a good one would be like go to, and say you have to say their,
that's a good one. I can't even think of a better one than what
you say something about their significant other. So you could just be, I could be like, hey, Jared told me, you know, just,
oh, yeah.
Hey, Jared told me, and I want you to know that.
Oh god!
Like I'm all
bro. That's some straight Joker shit. That's some straight just like villainous shit.
I think it could be kind of fun.
It's funny, but it's just like,
dude.
Hey, yeah, I heard about that. Hey, I won't say nothing.
And then. What? And then cross your legs and intertwine your fingers and wait because something's going to happen.
Hey, I want you to know. They told me, but if you ever need to talk about ever need to talk about it, I won't
say anything.
Or like
this, be like, I literally haven't even told my wife. Like, I tell my wife everything. I haven't even told my wife. So I'm not going to.
Actually, can we take all this back? I don't want this shit done to me.
Dude.
It would fuck me up.
My anxiety is so bad that if somebody did that to me, I'd be thinking about it until they told me they were joking and they 50 times and they meant it.
Man, now I need to get emotionally and mentally stronger because of this. I can't do anything. I overthink brushing my teeth. What have you done? What have you done?
I'm gonna keep something. I'm fucked up because
in the ping pong,
much like suffocating, dude. I was thinking about other rock songs that are about from that same era. And do you remember? Oh man, I don't even know who sings this one, but it's the one that's like, "Well, this is not for real. Afraid to feel, yeah. I just hit the floor. Don't ask for more.
I'm wasting my time. I'm wasting." Dude, I used to work for the city when all that shit was popping off, and our radio station was 99 Rock, and that's all that would play. So we'd be driving around, and just all those songs I would hear on repeat. Dude, forever. It was terrible.
I got something so cringe to tell you that I'm gonna have to look away in order to tell you this. You know what I mean? Like, I can't even exactly look you in the eye. So back in the day when I played the guitar, I really liked that song, and I learned the guitar solo for it. Wait for it, dude. Wait for this. There's one part in the music video when the guitar solo is going on, where the guy playing the guitar is bald. He's like so cool, and he like reaches up and he like swoops his hair and comes back down and continues the guitar solo. Bro, I used to do the hair swoop.
Oh, you did the thing. Swoop.
I used to come up and touch it and then get back into the solo. Dang. Because I saw it on the music video and I was like, that's cool.
That's cool.
That's the move.
I like that. I'm going to do that.
Oh, man. I never did it in the mirror or anything, but I could imagine what it looked like.
Fuck. That's badass. Wasting my time.
Okay. I had some pretty extensive work done on my truck. It was worse than we thought it was going to be. But it's fixed now. My truck is back. Captain Fat is back in the driveway.
Captain Fat.
That's kind of like an eagle has landed situation. Captain Fat is back in the driveway.
Captain Fat is snacking. Captain Fat is snacking.
is that what she said to me earlier?
It wasn't, but it was really funny.
She said, "Are you snacking?"
She goes, "Well," she referenced something, and then you thought she called you Snacks.
Snacks. That's
like some weird nickname that you had never heard.
Yeah.
So she's like, "Is that all good, Snacks?"
Yeah.
She's like, "What? Did you just call me Snacks?
See you soon, Snacks."
But also in the context of having just got back from the doctor with all that talk about like this fat. And that. And people call me Snacks now? Is that what's happening?
Behind my back? So I get my truck back and I get... Oh, no, 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 no.
Can I pee real quick? Because yeah. I want to listen to this.
I'm going to back up.
We're having fun.
Yeah, I'm going to back up because I'm trying to find a way to make this as not obvious as possible, and I'm going to just use code words for a lot of it, but you're going to get the fine gist of it.
We'll decipher the code.
Yeah. With having my truck in the shop for 2 days, it comes... I had to get off of work an hour early because if the shop closes at 5 o'clock and you work till 5:30, it's tough to get the vehicle to whatever. So there was a few things where I had to, I don't ask for much time off, but I had to leave a little bit early. I was getting shit for it. With it also comes phone calls because there's a bunch of fucking phone calls when your car's in the shop. Like, hey, we're going to do this. It looks like this. Do you want to move forward? You know, you're answering. Mm-hmm. You're having to walk to your truck, mm-hmm. get a VIN number, do whatever. Somebody on the job site that is higher up, it happens to see you on the phone a lot, and they're just like, not like, hey, what the fuck's going on, man? Can we? It's not like that. It's very much just like, get off the fucking phone. You know, you're just like, God damn. Like, I can't catch a break here. I'm getting it from all sides and I don't need this from anybody. Mm-hmm. And it's happening a lot. Well, I come up at the wrong time and I see a gentleman of, and he's on the phone.
At the dealership?
Nope. This is at work. Yeah, this is at work. He's on the phone. And I kind of wait and I come back 20 minutes later and I was like, that didn't seem like that was work related, motherfucker. Like, if you're going to fucking blah, blah.
Oh, you're giving him a little tit for tat.
I gave him the
you
old
say it
like.
To me, I'm going to say it to you yeah. too.
And that's when he pretty much was like, hey, fuck you, dude. There was a suicide. And I was like, just, I had to be like, well, I'm going to. I have to leave now, and I literally did have to leave now. That's why I was going. On top of me not being very good at my job right now.
And you're
now,
like, how is it getting worse? Yeah. How is everything? Didn't see that one coming. Didn't see that one coming.
So, I...
Oh, so you tried to give the guy a taste of his own medicine.
And it backfired.
And you were like, oh, hey, you're going to call me out for...
I wish
working
I,
on my tr- trying to get my truck and talking to the shop thing.
Well, I wish I could
about
be
your phone call.
I wish I could be the guy that's like, I don't give a fuck what happened, but that's just not me. Mm-hmm. Mm. It could be like my daughter just wanted to say hi. I'm like, go take a 30-minute break and talk to her. That's your daughter. So I'm doing poorly. I'm sorry. This is going to be semi long.
That's okay. Go as long as you want.
But I'm almost done. I'm having a downtime and I go to pick up my vehicle, which I am stressed out about already and not really in the mood.
And this was after the phone.
The phone.
Calling
thing,
someone out for
yeah,
the phone.
Yeah. And dropping off and having to get a ride to the other place. I dropped off the rental car, which was a BMW. Mm. It was slick.
Nice little Beamer.
I go in there and I'm just like trying to get my truck back. I see it and sitting in the parking lot. It's pretty.
There it is.
And I was like, oh, thank God, I'm going to get that fucker back. Hopefully the problem's fixed. I get in there and I walk up to the first guy on a computer and I wait for him to say, can I help you? And I say, yeah, I'm Matt Morris with the, 2018 GMC Sierra outside, and he does one of these to me, Jared.
Mm.
Like, it's like an eye roll, like, what am I supposed to do with that information? And to say that I was about to bludgeon him to death is an understatement. I said some terrible things to him right away, and then afterwards, I took a pace around in a circle, and I came back, and I said, I'm sorry, dude, you're just the first motherfucker that's standing in front of a computer that I saw, and I figured if I gave you that information, you could do something with it, but apparently, you fucking can't. So, I'm operating with this person. Can you direct me to him, please? And the dude changed his tone pretty quick. He's like, oh, let's see what I could do for you. And at that point, I didn't really want him to do anything for me.
Yeah, excuse me, sir. Have you ever seen the movie Fallen Down? Sorry, Michael yeah, Douglas. Michael,
yeah. Where
I've reached my psyche is it a bit of a fallen down situation.
It starts with a ball bat and it ends with an Uzi.
I'm writing that one.
So I finally get the help that I deserve. And and I get in my truck and I start my truck and the fucking screen in the middle, it does not function. It doesn't function. It's not turning on or anything.
The big screen?
The big screen wasn't turning on or anything. So I had to take it in. I had to go back in there and be like, hey, this isn't functioning at all.
I tried the ball bat.
So they fixed the problem. I drove it today 100 miles.
Were you saying that they might say that like you had to pay to get the screen fixed?
Yes.
But that was just an at first thing, or
that was an at first thing.
We, you're like, why would I pay for a screen that was perfectly fine before I brought it in
here? I got that figured out.
Okay.
Yeah. It was,
because that seemed wild.
It was wild. And I got that figured out, and there's going to be $0 involved in that, but a more hassle, because now I have another appointment that my truck has to go in and get the screen. I'm not fucking kidding you.
Dude, the thing is, I understand where you're coming from, because this is usually how most of my interactions with any sort of like doctor or like take your car in. It's just never a clean, smooth process. It's this like janky, herky, like, am I living in an insane world where like it nothing is working? It's clunky and just isn't smooth. So I understand where you're coming from. I want you to know that.
Yeah, thank you. It,
because sometimes you see someone, they're like, oh, this didn't work. I took it in, it got fixed, and on our merry way we went. Actually, they gave me 25% off. Could you believe that? Could you believe that? On my way, I tripped over a rock and I found a $20 bill. I couldn't believe it. So I actually made money going there.
The dude that I yelled at and really was mad at, and I needed to get away from him, he looked just like the motherfucker from Elf, the elf from Elf that is, he's the guy from Christmas Story, all grown up.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
With the glasses, yep, low on his nose. Yeah, it reminded me of him, but I was not very cheerful.
Mm-mm.
When I talked to him. So, but things are getting better. Things are looking up.
Usually when things go dicey, though, the only thing they can do is go up. Sometimes when things are up, I get nervous.
It was embarrassing. When I was done motherfucking that dude, I was embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
I needed to get out of the room, and then I had to go back in because of the screen.
You're like, am I going to... Hey, motherfucker, it's me.
Do you remember my name? You typed it into your fucking computer.
Can you help me now, bitch, since we got a little history?
Oh, Moletta's hot sauce. It is Kraft hot sauce, not just the simple fucking stupid hot sauce. It's the Kraft shit.
It's not made by robots. It's made by human beings with souls and hands.
For about a quarter of the price of a normal worker... what did we say they are? Nicaraguan?
I believe it was Guatemalan.
Guatemalan, or I think they found that Nicaragua is a little bit cheaper, so they went even cheaper.
Nicaragua.
Somehow cheaper.
And they know their peppers down there. So head on over to MoletasHotSauce.com. Get yourself your hot sauce. I'm about to re-up next paycheck. I think maybe next Monday I might do a live on-air hot sauce order.
Ooh, yeah.
I know that sounds pretty fucking tight, doesn't it? Don't that sound tight?
Maybe right at the very end you type in WTR20.
Get 20% off my hot sauce order, and that way I can put things on my delicious eggs and such.
You could think about, in order to remember... WTR20, you just have to remember weird time recorded, and then it's 20% off. Who knows? Maybe you should try WTR100. Ooh, and see what happens.
Don't tell them about that. Don't tell them about that.
I don't know. Maybe they might fuck around and let one person do a WTR100.
Maybe if you're lucky enough, you'll be the 1 in 100 chance of getting a completely free hot sauce order. That is actually not a thing. Do not fucking try to do it, because I know.
But wouldn't that be crazy if they're like, hey, that's actually a really good idea to let one person try and fuck around with it. And then, but here's the perks. Here's the jibs and the jabs. Geniuses. The jibs and the jabs is... You might want to buy 20 hot sauces because it could be free.
Ooh, the jibs and the jabs.
But if it doesn't, if it's not free, then you have to spend quite a bit of quite a sum of money for some
sort of like scratch offs.
Yeah,
it's sort of like scratch offs. Did we just? We should have pitched that to Mulettas a long time ago.
No, they've in known their headquarters. About. They've known about this.
We're gonna do like a scratch off thing. Jibs and the Jabs. We got a couple names going here. So far, I got Jibs and the Jabs, like I had said.
Hey, what was that dude? Tesla?
Nikolai Tesla?
Oh, no. The artist that sent us a...
Thomas Kincaid.
Should we debut his latest song?
If we're ready to be done? I just sounded like Elmer Fudd, and I apologize.
Oh! You wanna?
I thought we would do an outro, but we don't have to. We can play it whenever you want.
I was just done with my stupid rant, and I felt stupid about how I yelled at a man that looked like.
Do you feel better now, though?
Yeah, God,
I feel way better now.
I feel better.
Honestly, when you're having a shit day, though, if someone's hitting you with some slight, and they should be in some sort of customer service situation, it's like. Come on, dude.
Yeah, I'm not.
Plus, people at dealerships? Can we do school shootings at dealerships?
Oh, it's not. Yeah, it would be called a dealership shooting. Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe let's try that.
Maybe, let me write that one down. Dealership shooting.
Possibly advise all school shooters to just go to dealerships.
Hey, are you angry?
Let's fix it. Let's fix it. Go to the dealership. Mm. And you got plenty of getaway cars, dude. Come on.
Mm. You know who else is probably sleeping and not doing anything at all? Volunteer firemen. So maybe we do a volunteer fire shooting as well.
The following is for entertainment purposes only.
And the previous.
Felt the need.
Gotta get my dick sucked. Suck my dick. Hold on. Mind your business, lady.
That was the one.
DMX, April 9th. R.I.P.
Hey, you have a birthday coming up, don't you? In less than a week.
I am no longer celebrating birthdays.
Okay.
And I don't mean that in some sort of humble...
You've reached that age...
I do not want to do it. It has now become difficult. I was just thinking this morning, I was like, oh shit, 2050. For some reason, the date 2050 popped in my head. And I was like, oh, I'll probably be alive. And then I was like, but maybe not.
2050? You want to be alive at that year?
I didn't want to. I just thought of the date for some random reason. Yeah. I was like listening to something, and they didn't even mention 2050. And I was like, oh, shit. So now it's like contemplating like when you will be alive. And
I'll be 60. I mean, I should be alive. But
you should, but also it's like...
With my genealogy?
Well, maybe. And I was also listening to like a book on tape. I'll never... Not call it a book on tape. I'm sorry. But there
it's a podcast. No,
it wasn't a podcast. It was actual book. It's just read for me.
It's a podcast.
These are books. We're writing books. You and I are writing books right now. But it was talking about the last chapter was meditating on death and how our society like pushes it away and to try to not to think about it. But in reality, it's the only thing that's the truest thing ever, and we're all hurtling towards it. And it should make you try to make the most of whatever's happening. But at the same time, to me, it's kind of terrifying.
Holy shit. You're still afraid of dying?
No, I'm not afraid of it. I just think, you ever have trouble going to sleep? I think it's like that. It's yeah. just like, I have a terrible time going to sleep, but it's just... It's crazy to just with that knowledge and that it could happen at any moment. And for at no point, sometimes I am, but at no point am I living that way. At no point am I living like, hey, man, you got some shit to do. I'm kind of doing like what I normally do. Like when it's like, you got to work out, you got to mow the yard. I kind of like take my time and I find excuses to not do it. and it's really nuts. But to like think about that this is actually going to happen, and you really need to be to do shit. It's time to start doing shit. But then I'm like, well, what shit do I need to do? And then I don't know, and I'm just running around like a dog chasing his tail. So, but every moment is a moment to figure it out.
Bro, if you knew your next adventure as soon as the last one ended, then it would be...
You're right.
It would just... It'd be like a video game. It's like level 6.
And time to go do this. And you're like, thank you for the perfect direction. Bro, I couldn't even figure out video games. Half the time I was playing video games, I'm like, how do they expect you to figure out what you're supposed to do?
Yeah, I have to do perfect control things.
I'm like, so how am I supposed to know that? I would literally yell that at video game screens. That's how stupid I am. And like, well, you have to figure it out. That's the whole point of a video game. Sad. It's sad, Matt.
Yeah. What the fuck? Yeah, I know. You have to, every now and then, you'd be surprised how many drivers come through work and they're always lonely and they're wearing sweatpants and their and their sweatpants are tucked into their leather boots. And you're just like, God damn. And one of the things I like to ask them is I like to ask him, what are you looking forward to? What?
You'd be surprised how many drivers come through.
They're lonely.
They're lonely.
And they're wearing
sweat. They got their sweatpants tucked into their boots.
But I like to ask them, what are you looking forward to? You looking forward to anything? Like, you got a vacation in fucking January. You got a wedding that's going. Literally, all of them are like, just the end of the day, just trying to get the fuck home so I could be the end of the day. I'm like, I get that. I'm excited to be home too, but like, I'm talking about, like, I'm excited about a vacation that we're going to do. I'm excited about, no, and you can't get anything out of that.
It's the
can
journey.
You see what you're writing, or is it too bright to where you're having a difficult time?
The problem is I can see.
Can I try it?
I can see how I can't spell.
Oh, yeah. Pretty. I just want to see.
It actually works. Oh. This pen actually works.
You can.
You want that?
No, I don't like it, really. If I must be honest with you.
I can't gift you that pen because you don't like it.
I think you're going to like it more than I'm going to like it.
It's kind of a novelty thing.
Where do you get it?
I found it in my pen jar.
Oh, you don't just get gifted a pen like that.
I got a pen jar. Some of us would call it a pinger.
Pinger.
I got a pinger.
I have an impingement in my shoulder. That's another reason I was at the doctor today. Actually, I didn't know it was an impingement.
Careful, dude. They're going to try to send you to physical therapy. Don't do it, dude.
He did congratulate me on stop smoking cigarettes and vaporizers.
No, that's very congratulatory.
Yeah, congratulatory. Actually, I kind of like that.
That's very congratulatory of him.
So I did stand up and give him a little bow. I was like, yeah, no problem. Yeah, it was, I did that. But ever since I did that, I gained weight and you just go off on him. And let's play the song.
The Bow's Respect.
From Thomas Kincaid.
Thomas Kincaid, Fort Myers, Florida. And thank you for being here with us.
He's from Fort Myers?
Yeah. That's what he said. He sent this in to us. He goes, if you don't want to play this, you haven't heard it, have you?
No, because...
I started listening to it, but I was like, I'm going to stop. Because he was like, if you don't want to play this, you don't have to. And he had listened to...
Is it a new intro song?
He had listened to new episodes, but then he had gone back and started listening to old ones. And he noticed that we used to have people that called in or that sent us songs. And he was like, I want to start that again. So he sent us this song, and he goes, you don't have to play it. You don't even have to do anything. I appreciate the show. But it's like, why? Of course I'd play it. Why not?
Serious. Okay, I'm excited.
So show's over. Thanks for being here. We love you guys. We'll see you next week. But
Thomas Kincaid. So
if you don't like this, it's...
Counts on empty, making a little money than I did in my 20s. You know it makes the world go round. Got to come up with a plan to take it back to man. Hey birds, if you wanna help, ooh, grab me those gloves and a gun. And pennies, anxiety, depression, running round willy-nilly. I need to clip my goddamn nails. No one is safe while I'm in this state of shit. If you...
Ooh. Oh,
but if you wanna help me out,
how?
A couple things you can grab.
Grab
gloves and a gun. Really hurts that we gotta do this. I'm drinking booze. You know I saw it on a movie screen. Gloves and a gun. Gloves and a gun.
Yeah, allegedly. Thomas Kincaid, everyone.
I'm not sure this is the sample he was using, but do you remember the app that it was just a pistol on your phone? Every time you touch the screen, it goes, and you can slide the slide back. Is mm-hmm. Do you think that's the app he used?
I think it was a real gun.
think he recorded a real gun
at a firing range.
That he went to a fire. Man,
it's the only thing I can come up with,
dude. Honestly, just the dedication at that point, right? Would be. It has to be real.
I liked it. I think it really.
Gloves and a gun. It sounded vaguely familiar.
I think that it really encompasses our times.
Yeah.
It's a timeless song. So
the part about the self-checkout really got me.
Seemed like Benny and the Jets.
Oh, see?
But to sample Benny and the Jets and to put our times on top of that.
Dude, honestly, to be copying Benny and the Jets and putting new lyrics on top of it would just be an artist's just suicide.
Could be.
You know what I mean? Like,
could be.
All in all, though,
some people don't have time to learn instruments.
Yeah, so they just play the app on your phone where there's a gun and you can make it sound like it's cocking. You could make it sound like it's dropping the clip.
I mean, you could do a lot.
I liked the parts the most where it was rapid fire. There was like three shots rapid fire. Oh, man. Thank you, Thomas Kincaid. Is Thomas Kincaid dead?
Probably. He probably got ricocheted from some of the bullets he was firing.
Did you hear the song? Yeah, he's dead.
He's dead or wealthy.
Dude, that's what Fitty said meant when he said get rich or die trying.
Some people die. Some people get rich. That's just how it is, man.
Oh, shit. Okay. Did we do it? Did I let you talk at all this episode, do you think?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Because I feel like I've been talking
You always do this, but I was glad to be here. And I'm glad that we got to do it. I hope you feel better. I think we had a lot of laughs. I feel great.
I'm crying.
It's the laughs that keep us coming back.
Yes, and to the next person that sends us a...
Yeah, if you want to send us a song or if you want to email us, please do.
AWeirdTimeRecorded@gmail.com. AWeirdTimeRecorded@gmail.com. Thank you.